Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour here on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is out today because she's not feeling particularly well. She could show up at any moment, who knows. She's a trooper, as is Victoria Keelan, who's here to celebrate the day as we do here on Earth every day. Today is this time of year, we're full of dreams, though, I think. The time, the space that we spend together does have a different air, even though we've been certainly co-opted this year. I think that's the right word. Because of the COVID, our achievements may or may not have been what we wanted them to be. But you kind of, I'm trying to talk myself out of being resentful, Victoria. I have been, the last couple of weeks, I'm not the type of person that's full of rage. I don't get angry. but I do, I get, I go inside. And I've been reflective because my time with my loved ones has been shortened. And I can't get it back again. And neither can any of you. Nobody can. And that sometimes creates a feeling of resentment that people, you know, you have desires, you have dreams, you love life, you want to spend it to the fullest extent you can. There are usually opportunities for us to do very exciting things in life, but they've all been taken from us for the most part this year, and I resent it. I'm very angry at the Chinese government. I'm tired of people who hear me talk about the Chinese virus, the COVID, whatever you want to call it, and say, oh, you're a racist. Yeah, I'm not either. I resent the hell out of what those people did. They allowed that to happen. It wasn't the Chinese people. It was the Chinese government. But who, again, we're back to sort of holding people responsible. And I find that's a frustration as well with me. But more frustrating is that I can't really spend the time that I want to with my two children and my grandson. It just doesn't. I'm going to go out there next week for a couple of days and we can go to the beach. That's all. Everything else is closed and probably will be through Christmas. And it would be extraordinarily frustrating for me to be sitting on the porch watching everybody open presents inside because I haven't quarantined or done whatever you're supposed to do. So anyway, I think that I'm trying to, and you actually did something that was really inspiring, and I'm going to give you credit for it. I did say it before, but I say it again. When it came to your spending the day at the Salvation Army and doing the stuff that you did to make the world aware, certainly Americans aware of what goes on at the Salvation Army and how good it is, how wonderfully motivated those people are. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at those people and how they've given their lives. Mostly, that's what they do.
They move around. They get paid. They have no idea where they're going next. And
they're on assignment.
It could be 5 months, 7 months in one place, in one city, and then they get reassigned to another. Yep. And they have no say in it. And they just go and do the work. And I was so impressed with everyone that I met.
It's doing your thing and making it your life's thing. That's really kind of what it is. So congratulations to all those who gave a lot for Giving Tuesday. It was a cool thing. We move ahead thinking about what we're going to do maybe in the winter months. Are you going to be able to go someplace, go on a cruise? Well, the CDC has now issued a blanket warning, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Don't go on a cruise. There was a no-sail order that expired, I think it was the end of October. Mm-hmm. Now they have amended their message with a very strong recommendation that all people avoid cruises because of the high risk. It would seem to me that's just common sense, but some people are so stir-crazy, they will do most anything. They get in the car and they're just driving, they don't even know where they're going. And the cruising is the same thing. I thought the cruise business had ticked up a little bit, didn't you?
Oh, well, bookings are way up, yeah, for next year. But, yeah. You know, and hopefully by then, you know, most people have the vaccine. But, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, a lot of people can say, oh, well, you know, this ship probably didn't do everything that they need to do. Actually, they did above and beyond what was outlined by the CDC, and they still had at least 7 passengers who got it while on board, or got it right before, but they took a test, and then the test didn't pick up on it yet. So the first passenger...
This is the Sea Dream, this 53-passenger boat you're talking about?
That was the first cruise that took off.
Yeah,
in the
Caribbean.
Yep. Yeah, and so they have canceled all the sailings for the rest of the year. But they really did. The 53-passenger thing, it was not full capacity. So they followed all the protocols. But, you know, this is how this virus works. Everyone was cleared. Everyone took tests before they got on board. And day 4, someone tested positive. So either someone had it already.
A few days. Yeah.
Yeah. So either someone got it on board or they already had it in their system. It just wasn't enough to register with the test. And then day 4, they tested positive. So the company, it's a shame because Sea Dream was actually they were really trying to do this the right way, and it just didn't work out.
Well, it is.
And I think we're also going to see, you know, as the administrations are changing, if you notice, like, the CDC has been pretty bold in the last, you know, post-election. The CDC has come out now. You know, originally they said that cruising was okay, and now they're saying, no, this is the new guideline. I think we're going to see a lot more statements from the CDC with much stricter guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably not a bad idea. We'd like to think that people would use a little common sense.
Right.
Maybe you got to be hit over the head with a rubber hammer in order for it to get through. You said something earlier on. I kind of wanted to go back to it. I was fascinated with your description in the technology report of this new smartwatch. And because I want to make sure that people, I've gone onto a site, I actually joined a group called Made in America. You know how I am about things made in China.
Yeah.
And I just want to buy stuff and support American-made stuff. So there's a website you can go to if you want to. It's called Made in America. It's the Made in America store that actually is up in Buffalo, but they have now, they're branching out to, this started in Buffalo a number of years ago, but now they have 4 or 5 stores, and every single thing in the store is made in America. And they're,
is it madeinamerica.com?
Yes, it is madeinamerica.com, as a matter of fact. It may be under madeinamericastore.com. I think that's probably the better place to go. Let me see here. madeinamericastore.com. Yes, it's madeinamericastore.com. There are all kinds of things that are there, and people shopping for things. I'm not doing this because I'm getting paid. I'm just telling you because, excuse me, I think it's a worthwhile effort.
Well, people, you know, shopping for holidays, you know, I think probably people would appreciate being able to buy stuff that's made in America. I mean, I certainly try in every way that I can.
Yeah, right. So with that, I'm putting in a plug for that because there are a lot of great things that are there across the board that you can enjoy. There are, you know, sports things, and anyway, you can go there and look it up. It's madeinamericastore.com. So now the Wyze people, WYZE, have a $20 smart watch. Will you tell that story again? This looks like I bought an Apple Watch once for Meredith. That's the only time I ever bought one of these things. You know, I never really quite understood how they work.
My Apple Watch. They're great. So this is the smart home company, and this is their first foray into smart wearable technology. So it's a $20 smart watch, and it comes in 2 sizes, like a medium and a large, which is the same 2 sizes that Apple Watch offers. It's going to ship in February, and so for $20, you get a lot. You get a lot of things that other smartwatches also have, blood oxygen monitoring, heart rate tracking, it's water and dust resistant, it has a 9-day battery life, which is great. It has active and sleep tracking, so you can, you know, count your steps, and then it can also track your sleeping habits at night, and it works with Google Fit and with Apple Health, those 2 apps. So it's, for $20, it doesn't have GPS tracking, it doesn't have Siri or Alexa, you know, it doesn't have a lot of the bells and whistles, but if you have someone, you know, maybe someone who's elderly in your family and they want a stylish-looking wearable to track their blood oxygen level. See, here's the thing with COVID. one of the first signs that we've been seeing throughout the whole pandemic is what people's blood oxygen levels have dropped below, you know, where it's supposed to be, which is in the 90s.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and so that was one of the first signs that people saw. Even people who felt totally healthy, were their blood oxygen levels were well below where they should have been.
Yep.
And so wearing this wise watch. Wearing this wise watch will actually help monitor that. So for $20, I just think there's you have nothing to lose, you know. You can also display your notifications. Eventually, they said that they're going to connect it to other products, so you can use the Wise Watch to control your smart light bulbs and other things and devices
in
your house.
Please tell me it's not made in China.
I don't know where it's made. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, speaking of things...
I mean, everything is made in China. We have... the supply chain has to be altered. You know, Apple...
Yeah,
we talked about that on Monday. Yeah. Apple is... their manufacturing company, or arm, is called Foxconn, and they're spending they're spending $275 million to build out infrastructure for manufacturing in Vietnam. They already have a presence there and in India as well. So they're trying to move their stuff out of China. Not completely, but they're trying to move the bulk of it out.
A lot of people want to move into India because apparently the workforce is good when it comes to technology. So also, I want to remind you about our DJV download. The latest one is a focus on... my trip to the basement where I lost power in the house. You'll hear that story. You love that, Victoria. The White House and what's going on there. The new ice cream flavor from The Rock. All that in the DJV download at djvshow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmart's Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Green up your holiday season with more than just a tree. Consider plugging all your exterior and interior holiday lights into timers. That way you can make sure they get shut off at the proper time to help you conserve a little energy, too. Not only will you be saving energy, but also a little money, which goes a long way this time of year. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
Need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays mean the kitchen is getting a lot of love right now, and those stainless steel surfaces are feeling a lot too, with smudges and fingerprints. Give your kitchen a gift of its own from Lowe's with stainless steel kitchen appliances from Whirlpool that are fingerprint and smudge resistant. Less time cleaning means more time together in everyone's favorite hangout spot. A gift for your kitchen brings joy to all. Find gifts and deals all season long at Lowe's, home for the holidays. Offer valid on select appliances. See store for details, U.S. only.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
ZZ Top.
Talk to me, baby.
Is it?
Come on, no. Talk to no, it's
not. It sounds just like him. Bonnie Raitt and Billy Gibbons, well, maybe, because he's from ZZ Top, are among the artists set to perform in a special free virtual concert celebrating the 60th anniversary of the folk label R. Hooley Records. I don't even know. I don't know that record label. R. Hooley?
Okay, well, they're celebrating 60 years, so...
Really? I mean, I certainly know the performers that they're touting here. Taj Mahal was around when I was playing that kind of music in the mornings in a Boston station in the 70s. Ry Cooter, yeah. Charlie Musselwhite, Del McCoury, Savory Family Band, Cedric Watson, the Campbell Brothers. They're all going to perform songs from the catalog of this record company and talk about the impact on their own work of this label. Viewers encouraged to donate to the R. Hooley Foundation. That's been around for 25 years, apparently. They'll also include the third annual R. Hooley Awards, which honor musicians, groups, individuals who carry on and uplift roots music. This is cool. Crank this up, will you, Phil? Yeah, there's a big Van Morrison influence here, and I'm not sure which direction it goes.
This is a lot older than Van Morrison.
Well, so he got his
guitar Kelly. This is old school blues, and so this is a blues and folk label, but Van Morrison would have been stealing from these guys.
Right. Yeah.
But a lot of Irish music is based on the blues.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, exactly. All right, so this I like. I don't know, as a jock...
You don't like blues, which is interesting.
I like this. I like this. Yeah, I don't like the blues, generally speaking, but this is cool. And so, but it did sound, it sounds like ZZ Top to me. That's why I said
ZZ Top honestly sounds nothing like this. But ZZ Top is blues-based. ZZ Top is, I mean, they're great guitar players.
Who's Kara's father was a big ZZ Top fan, or just he looked like somebody like Billy Gibbons.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. So, you know, when I was a jock in the 60s and 70s, I certainly played things from these guys. I certainly remember Ry Cooter and Taj Mahal.
And I don't remember the label, because I'm pretty good at remembering a lot of those labels, because we still, back in that era, we actually played the records on the air from a turntable. Believe that or not.
Gonna board this lonesome train. I gave my man a broken heart, and things will never be the same. I'm leaving this town.
This is great, I love this.
No use hanging around.
Alright, so who's this singing?
This is Sugar Pie DeSanto.
Sugar Pie DeSanto.
One of the recipients this year of the awards,
Courtney Granger is going to get the Roots of Music. Flaco Jimenez, it's the Chris Strasowicz Legacy Award. I don't know. Anyway,
he's the one who founded the label.
Yeah, right. 1960.
So.
Yeah.
It's a lot of good, a lot of influence you can tell in a lot of other music.
Yeah.
I mean, Bonnie Raitt is a straight-up blues player, and, you know, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, straight blues that has just, you know, that they turned into rock, but it's amazing. You can trace this all back, Zydeco and Tejano and all these regional folk kind of music styles that really have influenced the pop culture.
See, it's interesting that I went right to Van Morrison with this, I always thought, you know, thinking what I heard from him early on, was he created this stuff. But you're right, he's not been around. He's been around 50 years, but he hasn't been around 60 years. So he must have listened to stuff when he was a kid, and that's what sent him in the direction that he's gone. That's very interesting. Okay, so that's a good musical story. We get a lot of them here every hour during this portion of the program on the DJV show. It's 28 after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, safeguarding your pet. And who doesn't want to do that? If your pet has an enclosed yard or a run, be sure there are locks that only you can open. Pets should not be allowed in the front yard without supervision. Front yard fencing tends to be low, making it easy for a passerby to reach in and quickly grab a pet. Even if there are no leash laws in your municipality, dogs should never be allowed to run free. They can be scooped up and stolen much too easily. And don't assume that since you have a big dog, he's safe. Large dogs, especially breeds like Labrador Retrievers and German Shepherds, are particularly in demand among black marketeers. You see, dogs are sold by the pound at animal auctions. Make sure your pets have a microchip with a current phone number and a current address. Make sure they have ID on at the same time. Dogs are being stolen on a tremendous basis. Over 1 million dogs are stolen every year in the United States, and very few are returned to the owner. By taking some of the precautions I just outlined, you and your pet can be safe and enjoy a long life together. I'll more next time.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
President Trump.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections.
From the White House diplomatic room, the president called the 2020 election a coordinated assault and siege. During his 46-minute speech Wednesday, this colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened floodgates to massive voter fraud. Back in the summer, the president warned Americans this would happen. 6 people in Haines, Alaska are missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. A local resident says dozens of homes on the hillside are uninhabitable because of the incident. Haines is about 92 miles north of Juneau. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska National Guard, and Alaska State Troopers are assisting in the search and rescue operations. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A Week 12 game between the Ravens and the Steelers was rescheduled numerous times because of internal COVID-19 exposures and bad weather. The rare Wednesday afternoon game was sloppy at best in the 19-14 Steelers win. Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin.
Bluntly honest, man, I'm really disappointed in our performance tonight. We did enough to win, but that's all. It was really junior varsity, to be quite honest with you, and it was in all three phases. We couldn't run the ball effectively when we needed to. We dropped too many significant passes, very catchable, makeable passes. We didn't make significant plays in the special teams game. Our kickoff coverage unit wasn't good enough. We turned the ball over. We gave up big plays in critical moments on defense. Can't have it. They converted a long run on a possession down before the half. Unacceptable. They had a 70-yard touchdown late in the game. Unacceptable. And so we're fortunate tonight. It's good to proceed with the victory. I acknowledge that. But not a lot happened tonight to be proud of or to be excited about other than that. Bud got hurt. He's being evaluated. I'm sure I'll have an update for you tomorrow or whatever when we get an opportunity to meet.
Four turnovers started the game. A botched read option exchange between Robert Griffin III and Gus Edwards resulted in a fumble. Ben Roethlisberger threw a silly interception to Tyus Bowser in the end zone. Robert Griffin III followed that up with a pick six. And Ray McLeod muffed a punt. There will be no game Thursday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Facing the music, or facing the news, I guess, maybe. That's more appropriate for what's going on here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. We're working our way through a lot of stuff as we do every day. Some good stuff, some hot stuff, some cool stuff, some cold. Really cold. Vaccine's going to be really cold,
yeah,
in order to get in on that. We were talking about the advisors who have come up with the guidelines for who gets the first vaccine. All those recommendations have been made, and I guess the question on your part is, when can I expect to be vaccinated? Well, it depends on who you are and where you are, much as anything else. If you're working in healthcare, you're going to get them next week. If you work in a nursing home, you're going to get them next week. There are 40 million doses available right now, or will be available next week. So that's for 20 million people, because you got to get two shots.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you got to get a booster, you got to get one, then a couple of weeks later, you got to get another one. You may be able to get it at your doctor's office, you may be able to go to the drugstore. That's not clear to me. I'm going to go to my doctor, I think, and get it there. Now, the Moderna...
Well, your regular doctor will not have the Pfizer one because they don't have the refrigeration necessary. So
right.
You'll have to go to a regional hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want the Pfizer one, that's the one that needs
right.
to be stored at negative 94 degrees. The
yep.
Moderna one is regular refrigeration. So the Moderna one may end up being, you know, at more places, urgent care clinics maybe. I don't know. We have not heard what the actual rollout plan is yet. We're still
yep.
waiting for that plan.
There are 21 million healthcare workers, and there are 3 million people who live in long-term care facilities. they'll get their shots before the end of the year. As a matter of fact, it will start next week. My row on this is that it ought to be starting today or this week, because if the English have approved it, we should be approving it too. This is just red tape and BS. You know, there are people who worry, well, it hasn't been tested long enough. Another week isn't going to make a difference one way or another. And if these things work, then they ought to be vaccinating people right now.
I think more people are willing to take the vaccine now. Remember how it's kind of,
I am.
At first everybody was looking for a vaccine, you know, in the spring. Everyone was hanging their hopes on a vaccine.
Yep.
The three of us had said, we're not really hanging our hopes on that. We're really counting on, you know, therapeutics, better treatments. Now, I think, and then they did national polls, and fewer Americans were polling saying that they wanted the vaccine. I think now it actually might be turning a bit.
Yeah, I think too.
I think a lot of, especially people over 65.
I haven't had vaccines. I had a vaccine for tetanus about 10 years ago, because I stepped on a nail and I hadn't had a tetanus shot for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I've had the pneumonia. I've had one pneumonia shot. That's
it. Are you supposed to get two?
Yeah, I've got to get the other one. I'm supposed to wait a year, I think.
Okay.
The second one. I think that's what I was told. Okay. Anyway, but I've decided.
But I do think
that
the tide is turning with that. I think people's minds are being changed.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the first round, the people who are in these long-term facilities, and then the folks at doctor's offices and hospitals and pharma, you know, all the people that are out there helping folks. So that'll be taken care of this month. And then next month, people who are in my age group, especially those over 75, well, they say age 65, but they're really going to focus on people who are not well over 75. And I probably wouldn't be in that group, but I will, because I'm not over 75. But I am in agriculture, and those people are going to be essentially considered essential workers.
Yes,
people in
farm
education.
Workers. Yep.
Education, people in transportation, law enforcement personnel, all are going to get the second round. So they'll get theirs sometime between January 1st and February 1st, it looks like. And those of you who have had the virus, you will not be able to get a vaccine shot, because according to whoever it is that looks at this kind of stuff, if in fact you have had the virus, supposedly you're immune from it for a period of time. I don't know what the period of time is.
Yeah, there's so many conflicting studies on that. I've heard everything from, well, you're immune as long as you have the antibodies in your system. They've tested people. Sometimes that could be a month. Sometimes it's less than 2 weeks. It just depends. Everybody, every single human is different with how,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we all have different chemistry.
Yeah.
So they're going to make 90 to 100, let's see here. 90, they're up to 80 to 90 million shots are going to be available a month, starting right away. And the folks at Pfizer and Moderna say that they're going to have enough vaccine to have 150 million people covered by March. So that's 150 million.
The thing that
means
you've got to
have 300 million shots, because you've got to get a booster.
Right. The thing that I wonder about, and my friends, like in our age bracket, you know, anybody, you know, in the millennial generation up through Gen X, the people who commute into major cities to work, who are on, public transportation, the people who work in office buildings, you know, in Manhattan, Philadelphia, whatever the major city is, Boston, when will those people get the vaccine? And the answer that I keep finding is that group of people, my husband is in that group, would be sort of the last. And I think that's a huge mistake, because they're the ones who are the younger, healthy, able-bodied people who are commuting into cities and keeping businesses going. So if it looks like, you know, like Lewis is the example of my husband, he may not get a vaccine until April or May. The end of April, I think, is what Fauci kind of had guessed. So that's a bummer, because that really, I know we need to protect the elderly and the vulnerable. Obviously, that's first. But it's a bummer that they don't seem to have a plan yet for, like, regular, you know, young and middle-aged office workers.
Yeah.
And none of those people want
to
go back to an office until
next spring. That's what the plan is.
Yeah, but then I guess that means those businesses and those office buildings will not be open until the summer.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you know, if you have to go, if you need two shots and it's a month apart, then I just don't see workforces going back to cities in droves.
California, Jenner's not here, but I'm looking at some of that. I've talked to my children in California. What a mess. This guy, the governor, is such an idiot. And these people that are following him like a sycophant, and the governor of these city, I mean, the mayors of these cities like L.A. and San Francisco,
they're shutting down any opportunity for people to be outdoors where it is the safest
where
place
it is safe.
To be.
Yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
And the hospitals are loaded with people. They're not dying, but they're just loaded with people, and they may have to start turning people away. It's just
the hospitalization rate does scare me.
Bad. Oh my god!
Yeah, but the hospitalization rate is that is something that's troublesome.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in the hospital. But
right, but that means that people are that younger, healthier,
well, that's what
healthier
doing in
people
California.
Are.
It's the holiday party season. Let's go have a party.
But that is troublesome to me because, you know, if you're bad enough that you do need to be in the hospital, that's still pretty severe. So I don't love seeing those numbers. Some more hospitalization than we had even in the spring.
You know,
so it's
this is one of the side benefits or one of the side problems is that the courts are closed. And in places like New York, they've only had 9 criminal jury trials since this thing all started, instead of 800, which would normally be the number by this time. So what's happening to all these defendants? They're just sitting in jail? If you're innocent?
A lot of
what
them,
do you
yeah,
think
they
about
can't
that?
Make bail. Yeah.
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 What's that story? And then a lot of people are getting sick in jails.
Yeah.
And letting, you know, this is like a petri dish.
Well, they don't have any, no one wears a mask. It's just they don't have the PPE. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
Really.
And then people who are, you know, there are a lot of people who can't pay their rent right now. And so all the rent relief, you know, I have several friends who are out of work and they got denied for rent relief and they don't know what they're going to do. Like unemployment is going to run out. There's no solution. It's just a mess. And giving somebody one check for $1,200, okay, sure.
Yeah,
who wouldn't
want
to get a check for $1,200? Fine. But that's not even a month's rent. And then your other bills and everything on top of it, we're going to see just a huge... I think 2021 is going to be a very, very difficult financial year. I think a lot of this stuff is just going to... We're going to see real effects next year.
I'm not buying into that one. I'm not going to hold that thought.
It's reality, though.
I understand.
I know you don't know people who are unemployed, but I know a lot of people right now who are unemployed. So at some point, you know, the dam is going
to
break.
We should send a bill to China for all of this. We should be making China pay.
Why don't we send Rudy Giuliani over there, and maybe he can prosecute China?
Yeah, that's an idea. We're going to prosecute him here. Go to the world court. We should be going into the world court to sue these people. And I'm not being facetious. There should be an international tribunal. These people have been responsible for the deaths of millions and millions of people. And they haven't been accounted for. Nobody's even talking about it that I know of, anyway. And so now we have some relief being discussed, though, by both parties. $908 billion, I think, is the number, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The bipartisan.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows if that'll be the end number. But
well, it looks like a lot of Republicans and Democrats are signing on to this. I saw somebody say at a press conference, it's not the time for political brinksmanship, and it isn't. I'd like to think that was all over and done with.
This
but
is
you gotta
so
get rid
overdue,
of
though. Yeah,
the people.
I mean,
well, it is, but they couldn't get together. You know, you got to look at both sides and see them not making any real serious attempts to get this done because of their own political philosophies. So $160 billion is going to go to local and state governments. $180 billion is going to go to unemployment insurance. $288 billion is going to support small business. Another round of PPP and EIDL, especially focusing on restaurants and that sort of thing. They'll all get the money and it will, you know, be forgiven.
Well, let's hope that, you know, we saw what happened the first time with the small business loans. Companies that you would never even think of as being a small business
ripped off
with, you know,
system.
Hundreds and hundreds of employees,
right.
It totally ripped off the system.
Yeah.
So this is, it's a mess. It's still a big mess.
Airlines.
And, you know, going to the housing court thing, you know, the housing court is closed. When you have in states like California and New York and New Jersey, which, you know, were three of the hardest hit states, they're like the top three, housing court has not reopened yet.
Nice.
So you're going to start to see everything. People are just not paying rent and just waiting it out. And so we're going to start to see a ton of evictions happening. This is what I'm saying. 2021 is going to be a rough financial year. Lots of evictions, car repossessions, house foreclosures.
Well, the car repos have already started.
Yeah.
People who bought cars and everybody's screaming, buy a car now and zero down and zero down.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Cars are very easy to repossess. But housing court and going through all of that, it takes a lot longer. So we haven't even seen the fallout from that yet. And it's not going to be great. And I don't know how the government plans to fix that.
It's 10 before the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmart's Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Green up your holiday season with more than just a tree. Consider plugging all your exterior and interior holiday lights into timers. That way you can make sure they get shut off at the proper time to help you conserve a little energy, too. Not only will you be saving energy, but also a little money, which goes a long way this time of year. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over.
Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Joining us, as is regularly the case, is actress and author and astrologer Laura Banks, here to talk about where we are right now in terms of the stars. And I don't know that I've ever asked you this question as bluntly as this, the difference between Vedic astrology and so-called Western astrology. I think Vedic astrology is referred to as Eastern. You practice Western astrology, do you not?
I only practice Western. I've spent very little time studying Vedic. I understand that it's a square, and it's a different science and a different math. Well, we use a circle, and the Vedic uses a square, literally, in its physical charting. And it's Eastern, and it has a huge following of people. But I've
does it, what difference does it make whether it's Eastern or Western? You say potato, I say potato. Are we going to get the same information, just interpreted in different ways?
Well, of course, a connoisseur would say you're going to get exquisitely different insight from each system, and the, you know, it's specific for a reason. So that's why I've only focused on the Western natal chart reading, the Placidus house system, or there's Koch house system, there's half a dozen house systems. And you look at the whole person and you find your stuff, and now I got to get to something now. We just had an eclipse in Gemini, and
full moon.
I learned something this morning. Yeah, full moon lunar eclipse, partial lunar eclipse, but the fact that it was partial doesn't make it any
Why do you say in Gemini? Gemini is a summer sign. So
it's
why
an 8-degree Gemini lunar eclipse in the sign. The moon was in the sign Gemini when this lunar eclipse happened on November 30th. And whenever there are lunar eclipses, it's a huge time for change. It's not a good time to sign contracts or make big moves and deals. It's a time to be more yin, more contemplative,
and take it all in. And in the sign Gemini has a lot to do with a very chatty, disoriented mind. So we've all felt a lot of cluttery thoughts building up to this moon. Mm-hmm. But what's so fascinating is I found out this morning in my research that there were 7 eclipses in 2020, which typically there are 4 to 5. And the number one thing that eclipses bring to our world, lunar eclipses, is change. Now, look at how much change we had this year, and 7 eclipses, which I just find that quite interesting.
Well, it's more than, it is interesting, but it also tells you that these charts, people who have figured this out, which is what I find most amazing about all of this, is that people have figured this out in some way, shape, or form, that this particular, if you're born in this particular time and this particular influence, do you realize how complicated all of this, you do, but does the average person realize when he or she gets, let's say, a good astrological relationship, good astrological reading, what goes into it, what knowledge there is there, and how someone came up with, or some group of people came up with a formula that indicates, okay, if you're born in this circumstances, in this place, at this time, then you're going to be so-and-so and such-and-such.
5,000
years ago. The variations are more than there are grains of... I mean, look at the way all these combinations are in Gemini.
Right, but you can see a chart, and you can see where there's called dispositors, where each, the planets and the signs and the houses and how they come together actually have this symphony, and you can see the repeat message. This person is going to be a sensitive their whole life because of the moon in Scorpio and the rising in Scorpio, and then they've got the 8th house, which is a Scorpio indicator. So you start to, like, it's this incredible, it's like a vision, if you're intuitive, that comes to you. But fortunately for all of us, we're going into the age of Aquarius, so I'm back to kind of changing the subject and wanting to share this important message.
No, it's okay. Where are we going?
What's good? Capricorn.
This week, between now and next week, what are the influences that are going to guide us individually and collectively?
Well, Venus is in Scorpio right now, which is a very magnetic place to be. So, Doug, you should be on the lookout for love.
You said that to me every day.
Yeah.
On the lookout.
But you're particularly going to draw things to you. So, as a Scorpio, you know, that Venus in Scorpio right now. So, it's like it's a sensual time. It's a time to feel deep emotions for people and express it. You know, the big thing right now is there's not much going on other than the fact that come December 19th and 20th, all of these Saturn and Jupiter influences are moving into the sign of Aquarius, which is the dawning of all the talk about the dawning of the age of Aquarius. It was waiting for this moment. So we're getting through it. We're getting out of Capricorn, which is about creating all kinds of destruction of forces of new. And we're moving into technological advances like these vaccines, and these medicines are going to influence us in other areas. They've discovered the measles vaccine is now good for this COVID-19. It's all going to be technology and science and accumulative inventiveness.
All right. There's some hopeful thoughts from Laura Banks here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.